All right, we are back on our boat after spending a day in Labrador, Haiti. And we found Nellie's Cove.
We did. It was beautiful.
It was pretty cool.
Turquoise water, powdery sand.
No waves except for the waves that the people made.
Well, very little waves. There's a teensy, weeny, gentle wave to it, but I think a lot of that was from people. Yeah.
And we could go out into the water and look back and see our boat, which was pretty neat.
Yeah, boat makes it sound so small.
And right now we're in the Solarium. Well, when we came back on the boat, we ate at Johnny Rockets again.
Yeah, you're probably getting a lot of wind.
I probably am.
Wind is right in my face.
Came back and ate at Johnny Rockets. And then we went into the Solarium, which is where we still are now. We were in some hot tubs. And
spent about an hour in the hot tubs. Awesome.
Yeah, now we got out and we're sitting here and the wind is blowing through these windows. And we're thinking we're going to have to move because it's getting cold. And
want to close the windows.
So we may go out either to another hot tub in here or somewhere outside. They got hot tubs outside too. So, but the captain told us there'd be a lot of wind going across the decks tonight, and I think he was right about that.
Yeah, but they got all the windows open in here. That's why it's so cold.
Well, they probably don't close the windows because you'd die in here.
I know, but it's freezing.
But the captain got on the intercom earlier when we were leaving, and he said, "I got good news and bad news." Said, "I'll give you the bad news first." So we're heading for our home port. The good news is it was 750 some odd miles away. And it'll take us till Sunday to get there. So we're on our way home, but we still have tonight, all day tomorrow.
Tomorrow
night and a little Sunday morning.
Very little Sunday morning. We have to get up really early Sunday.
Yeah.
Because I think we get to port back to Port Canaveral around 6 or 7 in the morning. It's really early.
Yeah, so we're not really thinking about that right now.
Nah. We have like a day and a half left and we're going to enjoy it.
That's right. So we may go hit another hot tub here. Our stuff was kind of far away from the next open hot tub, so then we'll move our stuff a little bit closer and maybe get in that hot tub. But Angie found a tub over there that's got like, it's not a hot tub, but it's a big pool thing. It's got fountains in it.
It's like a fountain pool. It's circle shaped. It has fountains in the middle.
Hence the fountain pool part.
Yeah. Well, the water's only 3 feet deep. And the water wasn't really cold. It's just so windy in here. It makes it cold.
Yeah.
When you're not in hot water, it's cold.
So that was pretty neat to see that one with the fountains and stuff shooting up in it. That's kind
of
neat.
I put my cover up back over top of me to keep some of this wind off of me. I'm freezing.
When we get done doing this audio boom, we'll move over somewhere else.
Yeah.
But, so we're not real sure what we're going to do for the rest of the night.
And I see the pole attendant walking around, straightening up all the chairs and, you know, all that stuff. So.
Might get another hot tub here for a little bit before we go back to the room and stuff. We didn't really want to get all cleaned up and stuff. It didn't seem to make any sense.
All of the jacuzzis are open 24 hours a day, but the swimming pool's closed except for the beach pool, right?
Yeah, and some of the jacuzzis closed for maintenance.
Yeah. But they have 10 jacuzzis on this ship, you guys. 10 jacuzzis. So even when they close them down for maintenance, they'll only close like a couple of them down at a time and leave the rest of them open or whatever. So.
Yeah, the ones that close down have to be drained and then filled
sanitized.
Back up. Yeah. So they do that overnight, though. So next day, they're all ready to roll again. So big job for somebody.
Yeah. They can do that while I'm sleeping.
But we went to Johnny Rockets. We got us $6.95 each to eat. We got a burger, french fries, drink, and dessert.
A big sundae.
Big
awesome.
Sundae for $6.95. Awesome. So that's like eating Johnny Rockets at McDonald's prices. I love it.
Yeah, except these were not McDonald's sundaes.
No,
these
they're not McDonald's burgers
big,
either.
Big, giant sundaes with a pile of whipped cream and ice cream and chocolate.
They were good.
Oh, and caramel drizzle on top. So did you taste the caramel drizzle?
Yeah.
It was good.
So we're quite happy with that. Might eat Johnny Rockets again before we leave.
Yeah, we might. Never know.
Never know.
We catch them when they're not busy.
Yeah.
I think everybody's catching on that Johnny Rockets is really good and cheap, so.
Yeah.
If you don't want something that's free, but you don't want to spend a whole lot for it, go to Johnny Rockets.
That's right.
That's where it's at right there.
It's a lot cheaper than Johnny Rockets anywhere else, too. All right, we're going to stop this for now and get ready to move on to another hot tub or something. So we will talk at you guys later as they roll a big garbage can by us.